It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together.
That might be the reason that it falls apart.
Cancel from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazim. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of
Come
the
on.
Crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's
just
a fact.
Man.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Christmas episode of Late Nights and then Wet Wipes. Merry Christmas, everybody. Woo, 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 woo. You know who I am. I'm your co-host. I'm Christmas Mike. I don't like that. I'm Mike Wakadiri. And to the left, I'm joined by...
Ask me Bill Payer's permission. Who's that? It's me, Darren Griffiths, aka Darren.
And we're also joined by our very, very special guest from last week, Kelly Ford, everyone.
Hi. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Merry Christmas, people.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Look, I'm running away.
You're running away?
Yeah.
Oh, where are you off to?
We're going skiing.
Ooh,
oh. Calling it.
It's the first time going Christmas or-
We're just, yeah, as a family of four,
very
it's just
nice.
Calling it, just because we've got really big families and it's quite a lot of box ticking. And I said, this year, let's just find some snow, have spaghetti bolognese on Christmas Day and lower all the expectations. So, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Are you skiers?
Learned in my 30s. I'm pretty rubbish. Yeah. I'm very good at après ski.
I'm so terrible. I don't know the different levels of skiing.
Après ski is just getting shit-faced afterwards. So yeah.
Oh.
after ski.
Oh, yeah. After the friend. Okay, there we go.
But I think it would just be. It's about undivided time with my kids, essentially.
Absolutely.
On the mountains, you don't have phones. You know, you just gotta get on with it. So yeah, I'm excited.
That is nice because I do think.
Well, my brain's tingling. Not for this Christmas. So that's
a future Christmas. Are you a skier, Darren?
No, but just to go away. We did our honeymoon away. Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
Gosh.
That's the first time I've been spent Christmas away from my family.
Yeah.
Did you love it?
Yeah.
Damn, he said that with glee.
Yeah. I do like my family time because it's always like love, laughs and stuff. But I liked the kind of, no one expected any presents for us because we weren't going to be there.
Absolutely.
And the day was just such a different day. Like eating on the balcony, it was really hot. It was in Bali.
Lovely.
So yeah, that was the head fuck. It was a Christmas tree, tinsel, everything, fully dressed.
Yeah.
But I'm in shorts and t-shirt, and I'm baking.
Blue skies.
Brilliant.
Yeah. That's crazy. I can't imagine it on Christmas Day, blue sky. That it doesn't compute.
Yeah,
it doesn't compute.
Work it out. What was happening? I was like, I should be drinking something hot.
Yeah, some mulled wine or some
magical.
Fruity drink.
Lovely.
Enjoying the vida loca.
Yeah,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I think, being away with the kids and doing that.
I think also the extra, because sometimes, as you said, you were talking about ticking boxes. You got both sides of the family.
Yeah.
Who you going to go visit? Who you not going to visit on Christmas Day?
Logistics.
Again, we talked about it last episode. All these logistics that you can just completely jettison. And just focus on your own family. Because that's what I think sometimes your siblings and maybe folks may not appreciate is that when you start your own family, this is sort of now the focus.
Yeah.
And it can sometimes be political. Where you're like, you know what? This year, I'm telling my family, but you're not coming to say hello. No, but this year...
We are hosting Christmas.
Yeah!
Woo! That's a big responsibility.
Yeah, do what it's
oh my goodness. Bring your own.
Potluck.
What are you cooking? You're doing the turkey at least.
Yeah, maybe I should do that.
You can't That's not hosting Christmas if you don't do the turkey.
Roast potatoes, I'm already worried. You can't travel roast potatoes.
Yeah,
so
yeah, maybe potatoes and turkey. That's big. That's such a big thing.
Yeah, who's going to carry a turkey in their boot?
Yeah, I'll do, yeah. All right, it's on the pod.
Responsibility.
I'm going to do the turkey.
Yeah, come on.
I'll Google what some YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I think make a nice bowl of punch as well. So when people arrive, do a nice Christmas cocktail that you can just dress in.
Absolutely.
Nice glass. Yeah.
But Jean Kelly and I, we're going to get you doing the whole menu.
Yeah.
This, my wife always curses me for this because I don't really cook.
Right.
Do you, but when I did decide to cook,
yeah,
I go too ambitious for my skill level.
Okay. So you're a man.
Yeah, so therefore, I'll just do skate on those, Darren, because you know how to do that. It's not I'm going to try to do this dish. Well, I'm not sure. Why are you trying that? You don't.
But that's what Christmas is about.
So yeah.
You getting in the way, you thinking you better than you are, you've got an apron on, you're singing Christmas tunes, drinking wine, making a whole mess. But look at it, Christmas. You let slide.
If I do the turkey as well, I know I can see the problem. I'm not very good at multitasking. So any help that I need to help out everything else around the house, I can't focus on the turkey. It's in the oven. It's doing its own thing. No, but I need to keep putting the juices. I saw a line. I need to keep putting the juices.
You better make sure that turkey is banging. If you're going to neglect everything in the house, that turkey better be A1.
Yeah, no dry turkey.
No dry. It better be succulent.
That's on the pod.
No Tesco value turkey. You want it to be...
let's get into listeners questions. Thank you so much for this Christmas edition. And you know what, man, we're in a cost of living crisis. I know it's Christmas and it's commercial season, but we are in a cost of living crisis. Inflation is crazy, and this father is taking the cost of living, the cost of water, to new levels. This husband believes that the two kids, 11 and 13, should have timed evening showers. He doesn't want them to shower longer than 420 seconds, which by my estimation is 7 minutes. He has timed them, but they keep on going over. So this mother's writing in because she wants some advice. How do we stop her megalomaniac of a husband who's timing the kids for 7 minutes to shower?
And that is the end of the question. Does that include bowel movements?
Yeah. So
that
includes
that.
Yeah. So if they're sitting on the toilet, that's included. Basically, this man is like running the house like an Amazon warehouse. and everything be timed.
I would speak on behalf of myself.
Yeah.
7 minutes is not long enough for me to do any bowel movements.
Hot damn! Are you Mr. Paper?
I am paper. I'm scroll. Haven't done anything for a while here.
What is that with men? What is that?
It's fun, isn't it?
Seven minutes.
What, are you more efficient than that?
Oh man, it's like a horse bath. Like, yeah. But then my husband's like, "Are you sure you're clean enough?" I'm like, what?
Oh, he's just like,
because I think I'm always a bit speedy.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be controlling anyone's washing time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, because actually, what are you telling them? That cleanliness isn't godliness? It isn't important?
Yeah. It said it's efficient. It's just like military position. It's just like...
I mean, that is like really watching your pennies, isn't it? I mean...
I don't know. Look, some maybe Thames Water or whatever brand of water he gets it from, you know, maybe they're charging a lot. I don't know. We're in a cost of living crisis, but I think 7 minutes is crazy. Do you know this? I can probably in and out if I'm quick, if I'm like running late, probably like 5 minutes.
Yeah, but what's your usual?
Usual. Oh, I'll say usual about 10, about 8 to 10. You know, I've got a skincare routine that I enact in the shower. Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I got a little skincare routine.
But that's separate to showering.
So I've got the face cleanser.
Yeah.
Oh, you do this in the shower?
I do it in the shower just because it's just I like the warm water and stuff like that. So I do the face cleanser, clear that off. Then got the beard wash, clear that off. Then do the body wash, clear that off, and then
this
shampoo conditioner.
I promise you, this isn't a slight thing. As I'm asking you,
Yeah.
As a man with less hair.
Yeah.
Does your face wash go on your head?
No, I'll put the beard wash on my head.
Beard wash.
Yeah, yeah, because you got to keep the scalp supple. Because some people, I don't know what the...
You're
going
to shampoo your beard, aren't you?
Yes, yeah, so I got beard wash. So I got specific beard wash. And then I just use the beard wash on top. Because I don't want the scalp to get dry. So, I don't know if my other bald brethren... No. That's crazy. Some people do that. Nah, let me tell you something. Once you lose something, you treat it better.
So you would still
I treat my scalp better than I treated my hair.
See.
Because now I know what I'm missing. So, you know, it's almost like a man who's trying to get his girl back. Let's say his girl left him for misbehaving. Now I'm treating my hair on the best behavior because I'm thinking it may come back. So this scalp, I treat it so good. Yeah, it fully left me.
She's
not coming back. Got two babies with her. And I'm fully here, so still, you know, moisturizing and trying to treat it so good. Seeing that she moved on, got a man with money.
You sound like quite efficient. You're quite efficient.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I go in again. Because, you know, to be honest, what I do a lot of the time is that because in my area, the trains come twice an hour. And I know what time I've got to leave to make sure I get the train. So I'm always doing just dilly-dallying. That's like, oh shit, 20 minutes. Get in the shower, boom, 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 boom. Get myself ready, out. So I kind of just get used to the efficiency and stuff like that. So, but I wouldn't want it full time, even though I put time pressure on myself to leave. 7 minutes, that is crazy. That just reminds me of bloody Calvin from Everybody Hates Chris. Like, that's the type of dad shit he would do. So 7 minutes standing there on the timer, like timing your kids is wild AF.
Yeah, I think it is. And it's kind of creating an environment of fear.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I'd say I have like three types of washing situations. Yeah. One would be a really quick, as I said, like a... making sure all the necessities have been covered.
Yeah.
And then two would be a hair wash.
Yeah.
And then that might be a body scrub. So that would be a longer one.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bath, which I just love a bath. And that would be 3 hours. Wrinkly fingers. Really?
Are you, when you have a bath, are you like candles, wine,
no,
iPad
like
playing?
No, children like coming in and I'm saying, can you go?
don't you tell your husband, oh, look, you guard the kids whilst I'm in the bath. It's like, it's bath protected mum time.
No. Everyone's got a really important question as soon as I start showering. I can't hear any of it. It sounds really important. I'm like, you know. I don't know. I'm interrupted a lot during showers.
Mm.
It's okay though, guys. It's all right.
Yeah, I can tell you've got an
I'm totally chilled about it.
Yeah.
But actually, that time should be sacred.
I think so. Shower time is protected time.
My 2 minutes of that day. And then afterwards, I would do my skincare. But I quite like the idea of the skincare in the shower.
Yeah, I do. It's been 2 in 1.
I wake up early so I get longer in the shower.
Well, that's clever.
So I don't need to actually wake up as early as I do to get ready.
Is it thinking time or is it just like
protected
time?
My daughter's going to wake up around 7.
Yeah.
No, she'll wake up at 7. So I'll wake up anytime between 6 and 6:30 and I'll sit on the toilet, scroll, and then I'll go in the shower and just stand there, just getting wet, just not taking the rushing at all, just in the shower.
Leisurely shower.
It's a real leisurely. Steamed out bathroom, running up the bill.
Yeah.
Do you do a beard wash?
Not particularly. Do I do need to get more shampoo? I always resent buying shampoo simply because I know I have it in my house somewhere.
Yeah. I'll just
come
over to look for it.
Yeah, I never look for it. So I only remember when I'm in the shower. I'm like, I need to find it.
Yeah.
Same with like even just shower gel. My wife's got like 4 different shower gels in there. And I have mine somewhere in a cupboard that we put away.
So what do you have to do to share hers?
I'll just use some of hers. I think, what's the least expensive looking one? I'll use that.
Don't you want a small good, man? I'll pick the one that looks the best,
but
man.
I would appreciate, like, because, yeah. It's probably something that I've given her in a gift pack. So because I have to use that one. And stuff. Yeah, so.
I'm going to buy a beard wash for Pete for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's like, because actually, if you don't really wash your beard and you go in for a kiss, you can smell a pongy beard.
Yeah, you probably smell like yesterday cheeseburger or something like that. You know, that smell in the beard needs to be fresh. You see some crumbs, aye. Yeah.
7 minutes is ridiculous. Times are tight, and like, but they shouldn't. You know, we should.
What are we telling this mother? What should she tell her man? What should she tell her husband?
I feel like he's the type of husband that if she says give them more time, he would say, well, you have less time then.
Yeah.
he feels like that kind of guy.
Literally net zero.
If you want them to have 10 minutes each, then you have 1 minute. Because that's 3 minutes. That's 6 minutes from your 7. So you have a 1 minute.
Yeah. That is that guy.
He's too militant.
Yeah.
He's too militant. Do you think behaviours like this are behaviors that other partners should have known about before they got married? Because people say people change when they get married or have kids. But do you think these traits are visible? Or do you think someone can be on their best behavior and sort of conceal such wayward traits when they're dating and they're courting each other?
I think when things get quite crazy amongst raising children, and things become quite uncontrollable, I can imagine that if you've got an OCD or if you've got a underlying thing going on, that maybe then these traits kind of would come out amongst that chaos. Right. Mm. But that's me probably being a bit deep.
No. We like deep here. So you think that there's certain triggers?
Yeah, and I can imagine that amongst the waywardness and chaos of parenting, which, you know, definitely in my house it is, like, chaos.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder if there's something going on there that's something he can control. And maybe he's pussy whipped at home, you know, like he's got not much autonomy.
Mm.
And maybe that's his way of kind of putting his foot down.
Absolutely.
I pay that bill. I'm going to say 7 minutes.
Mm.
Oh, wow. I've really.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like the way you sussed out. Maybe he is a bit pussy with Darren. Do you have any other explanation, or do you think certain sort of pedantic traits are always there?
Yes, that's I think that's always there. I just think about my own marriage. Nothing. My wife hasn't anything new. I didn't know that's what she does, and same for me as well.
Yeah,
she posted the other day about how shit I am at folding the towel. That's not anything new.
I can
scroll through my phone and find another post she did in like 2018 of my towel fold. It was shit.
But are you not growing by not changing? Or
I've grown by putting my towel on the radiator now. That's the growth I've shown. It's not just compliments.
As we said on the last episode, low bar for men.
That is my growth.
We're moving. No, it's moving in the right direction. This, lady, I'm sorry. You need to tell your husband that he needs to stop being militant. He needs to let these children shower in peace.
Yeah.
We can't be the water rationing. That is crazy. I know we're in a cost of living crisis, but showers. These are basic amenities. Hygiene is everything.
Or at least let the 7 minutes not include a poo. Because,
definitely. That is wild. Does anyone have anything they want to reflect on? Any
parenting
fails or personal? I wouldn't say I've got something to reflect on, but I will say that there's been a few times that my wife's mother's taken my son down just to give us a break. And normally I've been sort of busy that I don't really recognize it. But today is one of those days where I was like, I actually miss him. Like, it was so quiet in the house. And you know what? Normally my excuse is my boy's here, so I can't do X. Or I'll tell myself that's the excuse. I'm looking after him, so I can't do Y. Or I'll do it really later in the day when he's asleep or his mum's back. But I didn't have that excuse. I went to gym, came back, and it was just me. I was like, oh, I've got a call at 4. Then pod later, and that's it. So normally, I was like, oh, but I've actually got to do stuff. Like, it felt weird. I'm so used to having an excuse. I was like, it's on me now. There's no excuse. There's no one running the house
pulling my leg, nothing. I was like, oh, is this what responsibility feels like? Like, on me? So, yeah, it was just more of a, like, you're so used to having your child to sort of blame.
Yeah.
I can't do this because of that. I can't do this because I got to go here. And mm-hmm. dude, I haven't got that this weekend. I didn't like it. I didn't have no one to... I didn't like not having someone to blame.
And did some productivity happen at the end where you're like, panic productivity?
Yeah, some I got some stuff done. Do you know, mainly the free... What I wanted to use this time is to actually start creating more content, because that's the thing I can't... I find that I can't do enough of. Yeah. Just the bog standards. Oh, you know, oh, I saw this news story that I thought was a bit funny. Let me provide some commentary on it or whatever it is. I tend to not have time to do that. Mm-hmm. And that goes lower down. So that's where, like, this, hopefully this week, I'll put more stuff out of that ilk.
Yeah.
And just take advantage of the fact that, you know, we've got a bit of a reprieve and whatnot. But I just found it funny. I was reflecting. I was like, I'm so used to just having someone to blame. I was like, nah, this, you know, it's me. It's all on me.
So how long have you got?
I've got a week.
Whoa!
So yeah. I'm on holiday
you
right now.
You are so lucky. Wow.
Yeah, literally. So I went through the notes for my hour. I've done that. So then now it's like, okay, there's little other bits and bobs I want to do. And talking of a sitcom, that's something that I'm like, I had a very basic outline that I've not touched in months. Now I get a chance to revisit it. So yeah,
fantastic.
I'm
going
to try to be a bit productive. And I can't blame my man. He's not even here.
It's actually really good to miss them, though. Because
that
thing of, like, reunion is so wonderful.
Yeah.
But then within the first half an hour, you will find yourself going, I kind of want them to go now again. It's really bad. You'll miss them pining and like, oh, God, this is hard. And then they come back. And then within half an hour, you're just like, find myself just like, closing a door and hiding in a room, like, turning off all the lights, and just crying in a corner.
The fetal position.
Yeah. Everyone's like, you're so jarring. And then I also, in that moment, I'm like, I can't even vocalize it. Because my wife's been with them up all day.
Yeah.
And I've just been in for like 5 minutes. But even today, I came in and was it my daughter's playing Play-Doh, and then she was getting angry because she's going to cut out a shape of the Play-Doh. So getting very frustrated with that, while my son was trying to grab the Play-Doh. And obviously he's too little to have that because he was just shoving it in his mouth.
Yeah.
So he's trying to constantly pick him up, put him down there, and then in the short amount of time, then he's going to crawl over, try to calm her down. Like,
oh,
this is how you cut the shape, this is how you do that. And then she wanted to drink, she got this drink, and she just knocked it over straight away. And for whatever reason, he's just like, wants everything that he's not meant to have. He's now in the wet patch, just
Brilliant.
Being wet. She's there crying, oh, drink! And I'm lifting him up, he's like, what? He's crying to pull him out of the drink. You're not so but I'd literally been in the house for about 15 minutes.
And
I was just like, yeah, I can't.
That'll be enough for you.
Yeah, but like you're saying, when I'm away or in the office and stuff, got like our nursery's got like a parent in that.
Yeah.
And they send you updates and photos. And as soon as I get like the notification, I'm going, oh, Satan's done this in nursery. I'll like, click on it. Look at the photo.
Oh,
that's
my little girl.
I'm like, oh, can't wait to see it. And then I get into the house, she runs, hugs me.
Yeah.
And then again, for 10 minutes, she's just doing something. So I'm like, oh, it's so
jarring. Go back to nursery. Don't they do overnights?
We had our second lion of the year on Sunday morning. So my best friend, Pete's niece took the girls out for the morning.
Oh my goodness.
They took them ice skating, and it's just like a lion. Like, how powerful that is. Like,
absolutely.
Just incredible. Yeah. Like, I had fried eggs in bed. It's just like, this is really nice.
Do you feel you've got a good support network?
Well, we don't have lots of people that live locally.
Right.
Yeah.
To us in terms of family. And my mum passed away when I was 15. I did a series Not plugging it.
No, the motherless podcast.
Michael. Yeah, the motherless, which is like a 5-episode series about motherless mothers. My family, my sister-in-law's stepfamily, incredible network of people.
Yeah.
And when Tabitha was born, they stepped in amongst my friends and filled that void full of love and consideration and, you know, lent clothes and 3 weeks groceries just turned up, you know, incredible love bombing happened because I think they knew I'm one of four. I was the youngest of the four.
Yeah.
And so I was 15 when mummy died, but everyone else was a little bit older, my siblings. But anyway, so we do have a network in terms of like friends, but now we're able to do play dates because Tab's a bit older. But you know, those first 6 months when you've got a baby, and now as a toddler, it's down to us.
Yeah.
To look after that child.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't, my dad's now 85. I couldn't, and Peter's parents are older, we couldn't kind of ask too much.
Yeah.
And actually, it's ultimately our responsibility and our decision to have these cellmates, you know, but no, it's good. It's, you know, I think a network helps.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, during lockdown, we had an amazing bubble with close friends and I was pregnant with Eliza and Tabs went over there a couple of days a week with our close friends and we were able to swap. So, you know, we've got amazing community, amazing friends. We're very, very lucky.
Oh, brilliant.
But there, you know, there obviously are times where you would, there's certain people, there's only one mother in your life, isn't there? Yeah.
Absolutely.
And occasionally I'm like, I wonder if she had an overhang that flapped, you know, when she ran, you know. I wonder how she dealt with that. Did she use sellotape to keep it up? Like, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah, them.
Those questions.
Mum-to-mum questions. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but, you know, I think we're very, very lucky. So I'm very grateful to all the people that have given us love, love and light in our lives. Yeah.
One thing that I was gigging with Sarah Pascoe one time, and she mentioned that as a mother, as a female comic, she could never leave her child with mum, with the child's mum, essentially. So as a mother herself, she can't leave. If she goes out on stage, she can't leave her child with her, so to speak. Like, as a dad, I can leave my son with my wife, with mum, and I can go out and perform. She can't leave her child with mum.
What, with her partner?
Yeah, I know. No, she can leave. She can leave it with her partner, of course. Leave it with that. But she just said she can never leave, because she's mum, she can never leave her child with herself as she goes on stage.
Do you know what? No, I think I know what she's saying.
Am I articulating that
well? It's something my wife said. Because, it's a question that you can ask him, actually. See, I guess it's that kind of primary caregiver, the idea, right? So where my wife explains it is she's always parented. Always knows what's going on with the kids.
Absolutely.
So when she leaves the house, she says like she needs to set up like, all right, this is what she's gonna have for lunch, that's the bridge, this was out for dinner. And it's true, she's never just left the house and gone, right, see ya, I've gone out.
Yeah.
And then just left me.
There's always that handover.
Yeah, there's always some kind of handover. And, oh, you got to apply this cream because his skin's fed to the... So whenever I leave the house, it's like, it's 8:30, so I'm leaving. I'm not leaving any notes. There's no notes.
Yeah, there's no handover. There's no notes.
So I think that's what Sarah's saying is that. And so I guess it's interesting to ask both of you, really, because I guess you're with your son in days. So you're probably, on average, when it comes to dads, you're probably way more...
Yeah, we're all clued on.
Oh, actually, he's had a little... He was sick today, so he needs to just
watch it. Yeah, it was even me, not that I'm claiming, but I was like, oh, has he had his 12-month jabs? And my wife said, oh, I don't think he has. And I was like, okay, we need to do that. So,
but you still asked her?
I thought, and look, just to check if that had been done.
Whereas my wife, when they asked me, has...
So I guess is that the same in your household? You're still mom.
I'm like, can we get someone to look after that person? You know, look after that for 1 hour so I can go into that afternoon gig or But like, I've had to take, I've had no options a couple of times and had to kind of take Eliza, age 1.5, to an afternoon gig, like Screaming with Laughter.
Oh, baby gig. Oh, yeah, I've done a few of those.
Baby gig, which is really fun. Great afternoon gigging.
Yeah.
And a great opportunity for parents to go out and actually breastfeed and have a glass of wine. But But yeah, she was just about to kick off as I was going on stage. So another comic, Dameron Bamrod.
Oh, really?
I just like threw him the bottle. I went,
yeah, go on, practice.
And it just got on with it. But actually, yeah, there's always logistics involved if I have to step out of my role.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just see that as part of my job. It's part of my job description, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been like mum comes with a job description. I feel like dad doesn't come with a job description.
No, absolutely. Like, I
feel like mum has a job description. Like dad's
I think responsibility. Both job titles have responsibilities include. I think the list for the mum doesn't quite fit on the page. My personal
not
opinion,
absolutely.
Also, all caregivers, like, it's, you know.
Just not to cut you off, because I was just thinking, like, obviously we're talking off air about different clubs and comedy clubs we want to work with and stuff. And as we fully progress, it comes a case where you're doing a full weekend somewhere, and is that easy to navigate as mum, like going to a comedy club for a full weekend, knowing you've got a 7-year-old and 2-year-old? Would that be easy enough to go to your husband and be like, hey, this is what you got to do? Or would you even want to do that gig? Would you be like, you know what, spending a weekend in a different city away from my kids?
I feel that way a little bit about Edinburgh. Like, because I feel a little bit like these summers are so sacred, and we always start off the summer holidays we do a family camp with 10 other families, and we're just field camping. There's, you know, it's just wholesome. The kids run free for 7 days.
Yeah.
We're cooking on fire. It's just joyful. And I just think those times are just so special.
Yeah.
Obviously, if it was the right time with the right opportunity and the right money and it was all aligned, then of course. But then I just think is the price worth the prize?
And which only you can decide.
Yeah.
There's or an individual can decide. No one can really decide that for you.
Yeah. It's a big one though, and it's a moral one. But in answer to your question, you know, if it meant that if everyone was on board in terms of the family unit, it's a collaboration at all points, isn't it?
Of course.
So if it's not going to stress my husband too much, and I wasn't, you know. Yeah, that's a big one.
So I think I'm really buzzing for next time. I'm not going there.
Oh, the fact that you can just spend it as a family.
Yeah,
and
I'm
do
trying
stuff
to think what I'm actually going to do and what time I'm going to set aside to do stuff. I'm thinking, because I've got a day job, part of my head's thinking, maybe I'll take every Friday.
That's nice.
For 6 weeks.
Yeah, the three-day weekends.
Do something in the daytime and stuff with the family. And yeah, I don't know, but it's like, because it's Edinburgh, it was just so, it was like such a lot to be away from.
Did they come and visit you?
No, just because those are so little. Like, my son was, at the time, was even 6 months, five months.
Wow.
5 months and my daughter just turned two. And so, yeah, that's probably the only time I've ever actually had real doing comedy.
When you're at the Dave party, like doing the
hey, Macarena. Yeah, the shooting hoops. I feel terrible. Swish.
Having yet another burger. It's really hard.
He missed his family so much. He actually flew back and did a podcast with us. That's how much he missed his family.
That's the stuff I did feel like. I feel like I'm in the wrong place. I should be there rather than here.
100%.
Yeah. And anything that pissed me off in Edinburgh, I was just like, I don't want to deal with this right now, because I'd rather just be.
Absolutely.
I have had an opportunity 2 weeks after giving birth to Tabs, where BBC Three were like, what things not to say to a pregnant woman? And I was cast for it. And I was like, this is BBC Three. Ooh, it's so exciting.
Absolutely.
But then I was like, I've just given birth.
Yeah,
like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. So that is crazy.
But then I was like, sure. I've got to do it. So then we went and did it. It was like an hour's filming and the baby was there and it was okay. I just think you've got to assess each situation and check the microcosm of your little unit is happy amongst it. But if someone said to me, you know, go and do the stand and go and do all that and, you know, have that great experience and opportunity and kind of everyone understood, you know, in my family that was crucial for my learning and the journey. I mean, that word, you know what I mean? I think if everyone's on board, then that's okay. Like if my husband said, I want to go to Technoray for 7 days, go. Like I try and say yes for everything he wants to do because I am doing what I want to do.
I'm going to New York for 6 days next year.
Brilliant.
For a birthday.
Yeah.
Correct. So were you taking that time off then? Work?
No, it's over Easter.
Oh, okay. So you'll be off anyway.
Go to your mum's.
Hey, man.
My mum will be staying in
the spare room. Is she really? Is she really good?
Yeah, the what?
For the because she did step up. It was with Edinburgh, so it was one of those ones where your family always think you live far away. But they want you to bring the kids to them.
Yeah.
Ignoring it's the exact same distance. So we never used to get... So when our daughter's about, it's always, we've seen... Now we had two. We're like, all right, guys, you lot need to, piss off. If you want to see these kids, you need to visit us. Absolutely. I know where we live and stuff. And then with Edinburgh coming up, my mum was like, look, you know, I'll be there to support and stuff. I'm like, no, you don't drive to our house. You don't. And she goes, no... I promise you, before Edinburgh, I will do the drive and I'll work out how to do it. Just drive and do the.
That's great.
And she did. And she worked out to do it. And then now she's confident enough to come on her own.
Oh, brilliant.
And then, yeah, so sometimes it'll be like, oh, mum, could you. But both me and I have got this thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Something to watch the kids. And she's like, yeah, I'll come. She was just coming for like a couple of hours, watch the kids. And then.
Oh, cool. Nice. Where is she based? Is she anywhere near East London?
She could do a little circuit, you know.
Go and see Michael.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Come. Hey, that's probably even on the roof from where all we live. Yeah, why not? Make it a thing. Let's. What other question do we? The reason I ask the question because as. Even now, weekends away, like I've not done too many. I feel a type of way. I've got a weekend coming up in Manchester that I'm even feeling a bit just type of, because I just know if I'm out of the house, there's totally no, it's just my missus. Obviously, she may have family come over, but it's just her with him full time, no breaks. And I'm always wary of that sort of load. So I can only imagine yourself, the flip side. But I'm always wary of, as probably being a mother, just because you probably feel that as a primary caregiver that you probably feel a bit more of that guilt if it's you're leaving it with your husband. I don't know, but that's why I ask.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we've kind of got a great understanding because obviously I'm gigging on average 3 to 5. That's a really busy week.
Yeah.
You know, but on average, say 3-4 times a week.
Yeah.
You know, there has to be that understanding. I'll always do the get-ups in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sneak out and get my fitness done, and then I'll come back and do the school run. You know, I think it's all give and take, but I think
absolutely.
Ultimately it goes with what you do, doesn't it? And so I just had to do like a couple of nights in Leeds, and actually, you know, as long as there's communication, you can do anything, I think, in a marriage. But I think as soon as that starts breaking down, then resentment starts trickling in and then it all becomes a bit smelly. But I think, do I feel guilty? I mean, I'm sure there's times where I have thought...
Because it's part of your work. It's part of your work. So it's work. It is work. It's not like you're not in Leeds having a piss up. You're there gigging, you're working and stuff.
But there
are
times, obviously, where you're thinking... Is this worth leaving the house? Where you're kind of, you know, performing in a, you know, whatever it is, a restaurant in.
Yeah.
You know, where you're like, oh, I'm here. have I made the right life choice?
Yeah, I've had a few of those as well. I did on stage. I even told the audience I shouldn't have left my family for this. I don't know what.
That's such a good line.
I was standing in Derby getting heckled. I was like, I am like, because I drove that. I am like 132 miles away from my house because I drove it. What am I doing here? You ungrateful son of a gun. What? Like,
yeah.
I remember having an epiphany on stage, being like, what left turn did I take in my life that I'm here performing for you guys when I should, my family is at home. Lord of mercy.
I've had that where it's just like, I've left the house in absolute carnage, but it's just a war zone.
Yeah.
It's just like,
yeah.
We'll get to the gig.
So, yeah.
You do that kind of thing where you're kind of half stepping out the door,
half
apologizing. They don't want your apology. They need your help. And it's just like, but they know you've got to go. It's just like, okay. Have a good evening.
Survive.
It's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, sure. Cool. Get in the car, head to the gig. You know, you know when you're on, you know you're stepped in, you're like, I'm going to get there. And you get there, and then it's like, I'm running a bit behind, so probably going to start like 30 minutes later, 40 minutes. I was like, well, I'm not going to tell Naomi that's happened. that I could have actually stayed for that extra just 20 minutes to help her out. It's just like, no,
yeah.
Just leaves me, I'm now at the gig, just like, I'm not pissed off at everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, you brought home with you.
Yeah, I was like, all right, just gonna let it go. Just gonna let it go. You've got to go on stage to be funny. Like, you can't be mad at the audience that the promoter has delayed the gig and that's 100%. Made you pissed off that you had to leave home.
But it is kind of a strange world we are in. And like having to explain to my very bright computer programmer husband that I'm going to Birmingham to do 5 minutes of comedy for no money. To then get an opportunity to go back in 6 months to do 10 minutes of comedy, potentially for £30. You know,
it's a hard sell. It's a hard sell. And then
you're like, well, you know, I'm already 100 quid down on that fight, you know. But I'm like, no. But it's kind of, it is crazy. And you do have to substantiate yourself at points where you're like, this is.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. And I think it's those sort of sacrifices. I guess it's easier when you're either starting out earlier in your career, you're a bit younger, or you don't have the responsibilities, I guess. Because if you're in your 20s, you're in uni, or you're just finishing uni, and you live with your parents, you haven't got the financial responsibility. Someone said, go over to Burn for 5 minutes. Oh, well, if it's part of the job, then so be it. But then when it's like, no, I've got to now.
You've been doing this for 8 years. What the hell are you doing? You're 43. You got two kids, a fit husband. What the fuck are you doing?
Most of us, not everyone, because some people don't have to, but all of us got to jump through these hoops, don't we? So you know, you got to play the game and do it with a smile as well.
And do it with a smile.
Because there are, for every person that is like, oh, 5 minutes of Birmingham, there's probably 100 people in that same email inbox being like, please, what can I do to get this opportunity?
I loved every second of it. But yeah, it is, you know, when you're trying to like translate that to someone who's not
from that world.
Yeah. It kind of sounds mad.
What did he say? I'm intrigued.
He said, go for it.
Oh.
He said, go for it. Because he's kind of excited. It's, you know, it's exciting, isn't it? And it's positive and it's, you know, it's goals and gains and it's progress and anything that's kind of in that vein, then, you know, he's there for it. So thank you, Peter.
Oh.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I've not got anything sweeter than that.
And sorry, at the time,
yeah.
I'm not sure we can fit in the next question or.
Let's go for it. Why not?
Let's go for the kids, friends, parents. That one.
Yes. Well, you, because obviously your daughter's 7, she probably has like distinct friends by now. Do you feel you have to get on with her friends, or does a parent need to get on with their kids' friends' parents? Would you say? Do you think it's essential they go on, or they just
be civil and keep it moving?
If you can make it happen, it's so magical. This weekend we had a Christmas party.
Yeah.
Tabitha's mate. Have a lovely selection of parents. Wow. The dads formed a band
just
for this Christmas party.
Oh, that. And they, oh wow, they that's did talk about collaboration.
Tracks, for this Christmas party, and it was like the most Richard Curtis. It was like the most amazing thing. So if you can,
he plays the instrument.
He plays the piano. Yeah.
Oh wow.
But if you can have that, if you can get on with your children's friends' parents, then there's a winner. It's a winner.
Because
then it's just more of a dialogue, and you can help each other. But also, if you don't, you know, if you don't get on with someone, then you don't have to connect with them, do you?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because I guess that's the thing, right? Yeah, because we're trying to navigate that now kind of thing. But my wife will make, she's on maternity leave at the moment, about to finish that. But you know, she's made friends on maternity leave.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, they're really cool. Their husband does this. Maybe we should all like,
you know, match up, meet up, link up.
I'm not sure yet. Like, I haven't really heard enough good things about your friend, so I'm not sure if you want to make any kind of bond with your friend's husband in case you and your friend fall apart. And then it's just like, yeah, so nah, I'll give it a miss. But yeah, but it's true though, but when it is organic,
yeah.
So yeah, it's like, why, mate, I'm into uni with him, his wife, and my wife ended up just getting on at a party once. So I think because they weren't the part of the kind of main clique, so they were kind of like just like girls in the corner of the party, and then they just kind of got on.
That's great.
And they ended up having maybe a year before us.
So
we all went. So it was just the three of us in my house. The six of us went to Center Park together.
Oh, nice.
Fun!
Yeah.
So swinging, everything. Yeah, so
that was always the aim of the game, Darren.
Centre parks. Thought it goes in the territory.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's just like, because that was organic, it wasn't forced, you know, you saw it in my mate. It's just like, it's great.
Nice. That's
it, man.
But yeah, so imagine imagine it's helpful to get on with your kids.
Yeah. So nice to be able to have play dates. Like, you can drop your kid off somewhere for 2 hours. You know they're in a safe space. They're having great times. And then you can offer that in a reciprocal
way.
You know, it does take a village. Like, and as you know, I was talking about, our support network is kind of, you're crafting it if you haven't got family locally.
Actually,
it's brilliant. What about, have you met some nice parents?
No, they're too young. He's 30 months. So obviously, apart from stay and play, I take him swimming. But everyone's nice at swimming, all the other parents. But it's kind of like, in and out, see you next week. It would not really beyond that. It's not like, let's go for a coffee after the class. It's kind of like, all right, that was great. Yeah. So I've not really had the chance to like make like friend for friends, but he's god brother. So one of my very good friend's son was born a week after my son. So they're like god brothers. I'm godfather to his child and vice versa.
So, nice.
So they've got that, which is nice, but they're still, they play with each other, but they're still young to really like.
No, but they will just, I say they will end up just being friends, but then. No, they will. They will.
They just don't gravitate. They just, when they play, but they're still so young to.
You end up having a kind of bond with each other that's almost like
family.
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember me and my god brother, literally same thing.
Yeah.
He's two and a half years older than me. Ironically, we actually just live like two towns apart from each other now.
Seriously,
yeah. But in the thing of he used to wind me up so much when we was younger.
Like, yeah.
So if we weren't bonded as my mum and his mum were good mates, and
yeah,
I don't. If it was just like it was our friendship, I think that friendship would just dissolve.
Absolutely.
But because it felt like he was my older brother. So
that's of course, because you're just always around each other.
He's winded me up, but then at the end of the day, if my mom goes, oh, so we're going to go see Auntie Sylvie. But is Michael going to be there? Yeah. Oh, great.
That's so nice.
And then he's going to piss me off within like 10 minutes because he's going to be winding me up and not let me do something or just... He's going to be annoying me, but I always wanted to actually hang out with him. So I think... Yeah, that is...
No, they're absolutely fine. It's just more that... Because they're too young to understand each other yet, I don't think. So.
But then, that's still not quite the same, is it? Because it's still... That's your friendship with adults.
Yeah, we're projecting it onto them.
Whereas, I'm trying to think if I... I guess if my daughter's too young, because like I said, Tabitha's old.
She's
coming back from school, guys. My friend so-and-so, can I go around their house? Then I guess you must now have that thing of, well, do I need to kind of meet their parents first? What are they like?
Have you vetted? Do you have to vet the parents or into
like?
You know, she's year three now, so we've had sort of 4 years of kind of like first at the school gates going all right, and then it kind of then it turns a bit more, and then you know we're doing a dad's band. That, you know, it's incredible.
That's beautiful.
I just think we've been quite lucky, and I don't always know, you know, if that is the case, but I think she's chosen well. Well done, Tabs.
Yeah, good enough. And you nurtured her into that. I do like that.
Yeah, I'm wondering. Yeah, parents, what adult friends my kids are going to bring to my life.
Zach, you don't want to know wrong ones or,
because with a friend to someone that is just like, oh, my kid's got such a big heart. Like, don't be friends with this kid. don't be friends with
this. They could be the mother that encouraged them to drink beer. Yeah. I don't want none of that rubbish.
Get that sense from my mom. Like, well, I was friends with this kid in school when he come around, and he was a robber. It was just such a problem, like...
Why were you attracted to your friendship?
He was alright, like, because he's just... He's a kid, he's another boy, we're both seven, we've been to class with each other, so it's just like...
Yeah, convenience.
You were like, in 6 years, that mum is going to buy me alcohol.
You see, he's playing the long game.
Whereas, like... he did misbehave. But,
yeah.
Like, I remember him being around my house, and me thinking... Mate, that's not to behave myself. I couldn't articulate that.
That's a bit odd.
Yeah, it's like your nan's here. She's coming to pick you up. Why are you like shouting and screaming that you don't want to leave? But it's just like you got to go home, mate. Like, it's my dinner time. I want my dinner. And you're literally holding on to my banister. No, is that what you're doing? But just put on your coat and say thanks to my mom and get out.
Complete misbehaving. That's weird.
Yeah, so it's just like it's that kind of thing. But it's a 7 years. So imagine my kids bringing that guy home as a 7-year-old. It's just like,
hey man, round up, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
friends.
Yeah. Don't speak to this person again. What are you doing? Why are you getting off my pastor? Hey, get out of my house. What's all this?
Yeah.
Get the fudge out, man. What?
Yeah, so it'd be interesting. But yeah, let's see, you go through that now. But you've lucked.
It's not that you lucked out.
It was really beautiful. It was magical. I'll show you a clip after the show.
I was doing the dad band. I can't play any music instruments, so I'd have to just...
You have to learn. Recorder.
Maybe
triangle. Triangle.
That's improv.
Lead singer. I can't sing either.
Yeah, you're back in your chef shit again. Can't do it, and then you want to be at the forefront.
Yep.
Jeez, with the vocals.
Lack of.
You can't always be the Beyonce of the group, man. Sometimes you got to play the Michelle. Backup, you got to be the backup sometimes. But I like that. I think anything else anyone wants to say before we round up our Christmas episode? And you want to wish anyone a Merry Christmas and New Year, anything like that? Anything you want to say to the camera?
Or wish anyone a horrible Christmas.
Yeah.
Can I just say, put your phones away if you can this Christmas. Get involved. Do some undivided time. If you've got someone you love, give them a blowjob.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
That is it.
This is for family, though.
Yeah.
Look, man, Max and Stacey, EastEnders 2007, the best ever EastEnders episode in the history of soap operas.
Why is that recording again? Was it Baby Brothers? Why was there a recording? Was it?
Oh, yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, but they played it at Christmas Day. Yeah, Max, that slimy dog.
And I used to love Max. I used to love Max Bradley.
Oh,
you used to always talk for such like urgency and chopping.
Yeah.
It's like, no one left.
Wow.
Max Bradley will smash your family.
Absolutely. He didn't give a talk. Sleep with your son. He's a madman. Madman. But yeah, people do get So you know, Kelly, you weren't wrong there, man. It happens.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, people.
And a happy new year. Thank you so much for sticking with us for the last 4 months. We've got more things to come in 2024. Just stay locked in.
Share the pod. That's your Christmas present.
Yeah. Let the people know. It's complimentary. Let the people know.
And where do you find Jacob? Where can they find
you? Yes.
On the Instagram, I am Kelly Ford. And on, I've got a website, www.kellymaximeford.com. Thank you.
Absolutely. And find her on any advert. She'll be doing all these commercials, man. So if there's one or two or three or four, five or six different commercials.
Christmas curries, Telly, thank you. Get a curries colleague on the sofa today.
Hey, come on. You can't hear it better than that, man. So this has been another episode of Late Nights and the Wet Wipes Christmas Edition. I've been Mike Wakadiri. To the left.
Darren Griffiths.
And our very, very special guest.
Kelly Ford. Thank you so much.
Take care and peace. See you next year.
Bye.